You're listening to X-Ray FM on KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere, 24/7 worldwide at xray.fm. My name is Chelsea, and you are tuned in to Setter Star, an emo radio show. Got a fun episode lined up today. Let's see, I brought approximately maybe like half vinyl for this episode that I'll be playing later on, and I also re-downloaded Soulseek. Shout out Soulseek, after not having it for a little while, maybe like a year or so. So I went on a downloading spree this week, and I'm gonna play some stuff from that as well. We're gonna start out today with a very, very early track by Cursive, which was released on their very first 7-inch in 1996, titled The Disruption. This was released on Lumberjack Records, which was pre-Saddle Creek Records, which is what most Cursive stuff was released on. And I think the 7-inch is just really good. I feel like a lot of people call Cursive emo, but a lot of their stuff just isn't emo. It's like, I don't know, just like weird emo tinged indie rock maybe, but this very early Cursive I think definitely qualifies. So this song you're about to hear is called A Disruption in the Normal Swing of Things. Thanks so much for tuning in to Setter Star on X-Ray, and here we go, gonna kick things off with Cursive.
The days are spinning. The children neglected and naked, their parents in the grasping, like a substitute for love. Yeah.
Great Inquisition, but so hard to put in the back of my mind. But baby, your admission, it brings me back to that time. I woke up with a taste of blood in my mouth. I just wanna forget. I just wanna forget. I just wanna forget. I just wanna forget.
Hello, you're still tuning in to Satter Star, an emo radio show here on X-Ray FM. You just heard a track by Lumber, who are one of my very faves. I play them a lot on the show. They were a 90s emo band from around San Diego, and that very sweet song is called Blanks Shooting Them off of their LP titled Under a Frog. Before that, you heard a bunch of stuff. The song right before that was by a band called Griver, I think you pronounce it. Griver. They're from North Carolina in the mid to late 90s. Released a lot of material for being like kind of a lesser known emo band. That was off of their 2-song 7-inch, and that track is called Satellite Lag. Then you heard a Philly screamo band called Pyramids from 2005-ish, I think, and that track was called Drifting. Then you heard a band I have randomly been listening to a lot over the past week, The Plot to Blow Up the Eiffel Tower, band that I really liked when I was like 14 and then have not really listened to since then, and just remember them this week. But super fun, jazzy, sassy, screamo, sasscore, whatever you want to call it, from San Diego. That track is called One Stab Deserves Another off of their very excellent album from 2003 called Dissertation Honey. And then before that, you heard a band I just found this week called Trocar. I don't really know much about them at all, except that they were from Kalamazoo, Michigan, which has a very strong emo tradition. I don't really know exactly when it was put out. I'm assuming like late 90s maybe. But that track is called Kathy Little Big Man off of their album City Water. And yeah, pretty good. Before that was another lesser known, like late 90s French screamo band called Narodnaya Volia. That track is called Track 3 off of their demo. The only thing that they released was just like a 4 really random songs. but I think that band had members of slightly more well-known bands Fingerprint and Jasmine, and sounds in the similar vein as well. And before that, you heard Pansori, who are from Baltimore. They have a lot of very long, epic, very like post-rock screamo songs with violin parts, which are very, very cool and unique. That track is called Frog on the Mountain off of their summer 2010 EP or demo. And then we started off the hour with Cursive with a Disruption in the Normal Swing of Things off of their first 7-inch called The Disruption from 1996. And okay, we're going to keep things going now with, what are we going to play? We're going to play all vinyl for the rest of the show. So we're going to start with Constantine Sancati. This track is called Listening Palms off of their 7-inch that has a really long name. Baby Unicorn Tripped Over a Rock and Hurt Its Throat and Then Vomited. Yeah, so we're gonna listen to that right now. Another band from Kalamazoo, Michigan, actually, fun fact. And another one of my very faves, a truly weirdly awesome, unique, one-of-a-kind band. Here we go. Thanks so much for tuning in.
those lips, for I never woke.
Hello, you're still tuning in to Satterstar Emo Radio Show here on X-Ray FM, and we're just about to finish up today's episode. You just heard a bunch of records. Starting out, the one you just heard was by Cedar of Lebanon, who were a 90s emo band from Houston. That track is called Not Having a Chance to Say Goodbye off their self-titled 7-inch. Before that was Yaphet Kodo off of their first LP, The Killer Was in the Government Blankets. That track is called B and C, and that album is a classic, and I finally re-own a copy of that record, which I'm super happy about. Before that was Sadie Hawkins, which was a dollar bin find for me that I very much treasure. The only thing that band released was this one random 7-inch. that they self-released. That track was called Once Around the Town. Before that was British 90s emo band Schema with their track Double Sun, Dark Hills. Then Portland 90s emo band Slow Side Down with their track Distant Man. And I mistakenly cut off the last, I don't know, minute or a few seconds of that song. Sorry about that. And then before that you heard Listening Palms by Constantine Sancati. And we're going to wrap up today's episode with a track by Turnaround Norman, who are from West Virginia in the early 2000s. This is off of their split LP with a band called The Minus Tide, which was released in, I think, like 2002 or so. So we got a couple minutes of that. And thanks again so much for listening to Saturstar, and tune in next week. Bye.